Brains three times the size of ours.
Yes, Father.
Children are not allowed on the bridge.
Hi, this is Isaiah.
And this is Ensign Chrisanne.
And this is Tino Logic.
Hooray!
I've watched the episode. I found it really interesting.
Yeah.
Considering they went into a guy's mind and he tried to kill himself. For a Star Trek episode, it's kind of dark, but, you know, what are you gonna do? And it was really good. It was really good.
Yeah, I think it was good too.
So let's tackle it piece by piece again. So we have Odo, the shapeshifter. He's dying. He can't really shapeshift anymore. And they're trying to figure out what to do. And they decide that they're going to lure somebody from Section 31, which is like kind of like a Black Ops CII super secret government organization. And so a real dangerous person here. But they have a lot of resources, and they actually created the disease that's affecting him.
Okay.
You guys might not have known that. It's from a previous episode.
So they created the disease, and he's from there. They kidnapped him, and they want him to tell to give them the cure to Odo's disease, because he's dying, and he looks like a rock, right?
Right.
To me, he kind of looked like whenever you're eating a corn on the cob, and you like finish all the pieces of corn on it, and it's just like all those flakes. I don't know. That's what it is. Yeah. Like a discolored corn on the cob that you just finished eating.
Flaky,
yeah.
All right, so they actually get the guy there, and they trap him. You know, they hold him, they put him in the bed. Anything about those scenes, about the trapping? And
I thought the trapping, and it was kind of funny, because he's like, he's there, and then they trap him in a room, right? Isn't that what they did?
They put a force field around him.
Yeah, and he was all chill and smug, and then boom, got you. And then to add it worse, like, oh, you're cool, and then they shoot him too.
Yeah.
Drag him to the bed.
Yep.
And they hook it up to his head. And that whole scene for me, I was just dying. I was just laughing so hard. It's like you appear in you're in somebody else's ship or home.
Right.
And then like, whoa, what are you doing? And then you're just like, gotcha. And then you shoot him. And then you trap him. It's kind of ironic for me.
Right. There's this guy who's thinking he's got the drop on them, and he didn't. It was kind of reversed.
Yeah. And then they just treated it all like they knew. It was all cool. Which they did know. They did know.
Now they jack into his mind, like into a computer, and they're now a part of his mind and going through kind of, you know, Inception style into his head.
Yeah, so that was amazing. That was just completely incredible. Like they went into his mind after or before he was trying to kill himself.
He tried to kill himself once they realized what they were going to do. But Bashir is a doctor, and they had him in the medical bay, so they were able to keep him from dying, but he was going to die within like an hour or two. And so they had to get in his mind, and they had a limited time before his mind died, and if they were in there with him when he died, they would die too.
It's like, whoa, this is intense. It's Star Trek. Here it goes. So, well, they went into a person's mind that was going to try to kill himself to save a different person, and ultimately they could die. So I'm like, wow. It's like you couldn't do anything else. They were trapped inside somebody's mind, and he couldn't even kill them.
Right.
Yeah.
He could create parties and people and duplicate himself, which he shot them. He shot one, and he was trying to kill himself in the process, but he couldn't just like try to make it seem like they're dying. Which he did, but it wasn't. They figured it out.
Right.
Smart people. I think he could have used something bigger and more firepower.
Because, like, nobody, apparently nobody shoots or aims while they shoot, apparently, because they never, ever, you know, get any vital parts. They only, like, shoot their foot or maybe their leg or their arms.
Well, he got them in, like, the upper, upper left or right pectoral muscle.
Yeah.
And, well, while they're not going to die, getting up from that had to be impossible. And I don't even know.
Well, and I must have heard a lot.
Here's something you might not have noticed, and the other people didn't notice either, but he was shot. He had all this black around his left shoulder and stuff, like it was charred. But where the skin should be, it wasn't actually any skin or charred skin or anything. It was like silver.
Yeah, because was it a laser beam, right?
It was a laser beam, but I think the silver means that that's not his real body. That's not real flesh. He's an avatar inside his mind. Right? Do you remember Avatar?
Yeah, the movie with the blue people.
Right, so they jacked into the avatar of that body. But here they're avatar, like your avatar in virtual reality, except the virtual reality is made by Sloane's mind, the Section 31 guy.
Yeah.
So I think that was just an indicator that it wasn't his real body. So they were like, why are we feeling pain in here?
Well, they were in somebody else's mind.
Yep.
And they got shot in somebody else's mind. I think his nerves are so powerful that, I don't know, it's Star Trek. They made the other people's nerves react in that same way. That
right, it was a mental connection, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just all, I don't know, it's just mental connection right there.
At first, I heard a Romulan somewhere, and I thought that he might have been a Romulan, but he didn't exactly look it, and I was told otherwise, and I was told that it was Romulan technology. And saying I know that Romulans don't get along with pretty much anyone unless they have some sort of alliance or something, I was wondering how they even got that technology and they were able to keep it up in their ship.
Yeah, that was a little confusing to me.
Yeah, that was illegal, actually. They were not supposed to
have. Oh, yeah, I remember that. The guy was like, trapped, and then they were talking, and I detected some, hey, that's illegal. Why should you care? We're gonna kill you or torture you or whatever. And,
Actually,
also, he's also evil, right?
Yeah, that when they were talking about that, what they were referring to was a previous episode in which they said that Sloane guy, the one that they had captured, he used it on them. So he's like, oh, I hope you appreciate the irony of the situation.
Yeah.
You called us using this illegal technology when you used it on us.
Yeah.
So, all right. So it gets to the end. They're about to, Sloane is about to die. And Bashir wants to keep on finding out all the secrets of this, you know, super secret organization.
Yeah. He wanted to find all the secrets. He's looking through books. He's like gathering folders. At one point, I think, doesn't he have like a stack? Or he has like a stack.
Yep.
And then the guy's like, hey, why? There's no room that exists in the real world. It's made up of a bunch of different people in this organization. And he's just like, no. And then he eventually gets snapped out of it by his friend.
Yeah, and he was like, Sloane, he was trying to gloat about how he's like, well, you know, there's only a select few people who know this information and I'm one of them. Like, okay, so maybe we can get another person like this if we wanted to.
Also, he kind of wanted them to die with him.
Yeah, that's why he wanted them wanted them to keep them there and say that he could take them with him if he died. And, well, also so that he wouldn't get to hear and save his friend.
Yeah. Which, in the end, all worked out, and they get him.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that we didn't hit upon is that they talked to each other, like, when they were injured, and they were just kind of sitting there. They were talking
to
each other. Okay, do you want to bring it up?
Oh, no, you finish first.
Well, I just want to say that they kind of admitted to each other that they liked each other better than
their wives or their girlfriends. Yeah. Right. I was literally going to say that because, like, I was about to say that this is going to be a confession scene or something, because that's what it seemed like, because the doctor, he admitted, like, oh, yeah, I actually do, because he was saying that he likes his girlfriend or wife or whatever intimately, but in the end, he still liked him more than his, is it wife or girlfriend?
For O'Brien, it's the guy with the curly hair.
Green.
The green suit guy was last episode.
Yeah.
Green suit guy is Bashir, and for that, it's his girlfriend who he hasn't told he loves yet.
Okay.
I watch a lot of movies, and I've mm-hmm. I've seen that so many times and repeated, where the guy's like, he gets shot in the shoulder or in the leg or something, and then he's like delirious. I think they're just really, really, they're brain damaged, basically.
No. But at the end, they also, like, brought this up again. And they're like, so I'm going to go eat dinner with my wife. Oh, well, yeah, because you love her, because I love her. And then they, like, had a pause. And like, you want to come with? Yeah, because, I mean, it's either, like, really, really, really close friendship, or they have something they're not telling here. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The dark side to Star Trek.
Well, here's the deal of what we figured it out as to be, is that if you marry, or if it's your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, somebody who has, you know, sometimes they say opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're doing a lot of different things, you could see how you could have like a friendship with somebody, a really close friendship with somebody who does a lot of the same things that you're with all the time. And that's what mm-hmm. he said. Oh, we do Alamo in the holosuite, and we do this and that. Together because we like the same things, but it's different with, for instance, me and Carrie, who we both like the same things and we do the same things all the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's a difference between opposites attract and like attracts like. In the different type of relationships, and if you like attracts like, you're unlikely to have somebody like that who's your bromance in this case, right? And
yeah.
But it's like, we also compared it to like buddy cop films that you see sometimes, like Lethal Weapon.
That's what I meant, like brain damage.
It's like, I like you, but no homo. And you can say that to everything. Not even gonna finish there. I'm sorry.
I guess so. Maybe they actually did that, and they actually might have. I don't know. I'm just saying, if they had no wife, maybe they would be dating.
Right. Maybe, yeah.
Just because, but then again, the reason why they might like each other is because they have their relationships. I don't know.
that's something to think about there. I think, yeah.
Because they're just like, hey, I don't, who cares? Let's be wild. Let's have fun. We're going to hook up and... Like that, only because they have those special things that they need to accomplish their goal in Star Trek.
Okay, well, let's get to ratings then.
Even though I didn't exactly watch all of this, even from the bits and pieces I gathered, I was able to connect them all, and saying just because of that, and saying I got a summary from all you guys, I am going to go ahead and say, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 7, because it was really fun to watch, even though, as I said, I haven't watched all of it. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 7, because I liked how they used the side characters for this one, and how they did things on their own, and how they showed, because they usually just have, like, bits and pieces of them in clip, and in the episodes, but they had a whole entire episode for themselves, and, you know, I really liked these characters in the first place, so, you know, hooray, they get their own episode, so 7, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to disagree with you, but just what you said right there, they got their own episode, mm-hmm. number 8, character development, it was clever, they were dying, they were in somebody's mind, which I don't know. I find that actually cool. And mm-hmm. It was emotional because, well, I don't know. We didn't talk about it, but they woke up and they weren't actually outside of the guy's mind yet. And that really was like, oh, that got me a little mad.
Yeah.
Why? I thought it was over.
Exactly.
And then they figured it out like that. I mean, that's why I'm giving it an 8 for Dan.
Okay. Yeah, that was the book that they figured it out with.
Yeah, that was clever.
Yeah, like, the book. I stopped reading at this one point, and oh wait, it just repeats again. And
what does that mean? Yeah.
No wonder.
Okay, you ready for your sign off?
Yeah. All right. So this is Ensign Krasan and
Isaiah Duell,
and we're signing off.
Bye.